Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for ChartsAndMarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, good to be here. And it is, as everybody knows, a new year. Is it going to be anything new for the financial markets out there? We'll watch.
Today's question comes from our friend Charlie. His question, Bob, in your last interview with Jim, you said Treasury bills would go to zero in 2023. Did you mean yields or prices?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, because in bond prices, of course, they're in inverse to yield. You get the yield going up, the price goes down. But, hey, the three-month or the six-month Treasury bill rate is going to go to zero, as it does and has done in after 1929 bubble. And so the fascinating part here is that quite likely the, you know, as T-bills are quoted all day long, 24 hours a day, quite likely the yield will turn down and the Fed could do one more rate increase because it's focused on the wrong thing. So, and it always follows changes in market rates of interest. So, but no, now here's another thing about bonds. Some junk bonds are going to, price is going to go to zero because they're, is going to go no bid because of default problems and stuff like that. And then a number of so-called investment-grade stocks in a contraction will be downgraded to junk, and then eventually junk will go no bid. So it, that's the way it is following a bubble, is that the interest rate market gets very interesting and the longer maturities get very painful. So that's ahead of us.
Now, Bob, I know you don't usually look at the job numbers because, as you said, you can't make any money from them. But yeah. Canada gained 100,000 jobs in December instead of the expected 5,000. The U.S., well over 200,000 jobs when not as many jobs were expected as well. And they said, well, that means the Fed definitely is going to hike rates because they're not happy when people are getting jobs.
Yeah, that's the formula, I guess. Yep. Yeah.
It just seems that the Fed seems intent until there's blood in the streets, they're not going to be happy. Although a lot of experts have also said when you have rate hikes, you should wait, you know, 6 to 9 months between hikes because it takes at least a year for them to be felt. Yeah. And we had 7 quick hikes all in 1 year.
Yeah. No, what it is, Jim, and I'll repeat, is that in a boom, as the boom culminates, short-dated interest rates, such as T-bills, go up in yield. And then the central bank follows the market in raising its Fed funds rate. And so the same will happen on the way down. At some 1 week, we'll look and realize that the three-month T-bill rate is heading down. And then it'd be wonderful if the Fed actually did a rate increase after that. But we'll just watch and see. Now, for example, in 1929, the T-bill rate peaked in May-June of that year and headed down. And the Federal Reserve raised the discount rate in August, and the New York Times explained it that the Fed strategy in August of 1929 was to tighten money to Wall Street and ease it for Main Street. But, of course, what happens is that the risky products and fixed income, you know, everything tightened up. And but nonetheless, the T-bill rate, which had peaked in June, was down, and then the Fed lowered the discount rate in October. So the lead was 4 or 5 months. So I don't know that the lead this time around be that much, but tell me, I do watch the T-bill rate every day, watching for the rollover, and it's not there yet.
Yeah, and Bob, back in the 1920s when they said, tighten money for Wall Street, loosen it for Main Street, well, shoeshine boys were giving you stock tips.
Oh,
everybody
was
into the stock market in the 20s, and that was part of the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a standard quip. A shoeshine boy in the financial district, and picking up on his customers were talking about the financial markets, and then became involved themselves. I don't know how legendary it is, but it is a representative story.
Well, sure, boys, haven't you heard RCA's the way to go? Radio Dodo?
Yeah.
We'll have
Radio
more.
Corp of America, huge and very successful company.
And then it crashed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really crashed. And but in 1929, I've got a chart on RCA from way back, and it includes the earnings. And I think the earnings were something like $3. A share in 1929, and they didn't get back to $3 a share earnings until 1957 on the Elvis Presley contract.
Wow.
So people were buying RCA at very high prices in 1929, not realizing that they were going to get hosed, which they did. So fascinating story, old stocks. Yep.
And it seems to me every time that we have a major market correction, there's always some stock that stands out as the one that tumbled the most. Maybe Tesla going down 70% in the past year.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they're still around. Do you think Elon will pull them back out? Apparently they're slashing prices like crazy in China.
This is a very damaging decline. But mind you, the stock was overinflated because the guy was a great promoter, one of the greatest promoters in history. So the stock was overinflated. Probably the mania for electric vehicles has peaked, and perhaps we can go back to being common sense with cars.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your eye today. The first one, 1/3 of world economy in recession. That comes from the International Monetary Fund.
Yep, it's an observation. The business is slowing drastically in certain places. And we have the yield curve in the U.S., and it of course, has been inverted for a long time. But the key for that one is that they've a real thrust to inversion, and we charted it, and the action became very dynamic. So here are the rules on the yield curve. If it inverts, there will be a recession. If there's sort of high energy on the way up and then the reversal, then the severity of the recession or the contraction relates to the dynamics in the yield curve as it blows out. Now, it became technically excessive, and it is in the process of reversing. And when the special study we did, I think it was December 26th we sent it out, we noted that in the following the bubble in 1929, the yield curve spiked up and to its most extreme right at the end of the year in 1929, and then the previous bubble was 1873, and the yield curve did the same thing close to the end of the year, and it's interesting that it's done it this time, close to the end of the year. So it's providing a huge warning, and it's going to overwhelm, Jim, your employment numbers.
S&P ends worst year since 2008.
Yeah, it was a straightforward statement, but within it there was further disaster because everybody, or a lot of pension funds and funds whatnot, are balanced like a 60-40 split, 60% equities, 40% bonds, fixed income, and they whack to both sides. Has been the worst since the 1930s, or just terrible. So the highly inflated bond prices and highly inflated stock prices have taken a tremendous whack.
Another headline that caught your eye today: U.S. junk loan investors brace for downgrades and defaults.
Yep, that's what we've been talking about. The everybody takes on debt in a bubble, and companies find that they can issue debt that otherwise they couldn't. And so, and then with the street buying and reaching for yield, you can flog a lot of junk bonds. And this is what the observation was, is that they're bracing for downgrades. This is what happens, is say that you can have a barely investment grade bond, and then you get into a recession, all of a sudden the credit rating agencies will say, oh, they're going to have difficulty covering that debt, servicing that debt. So then you get the downgrades from, say, Standard & Poor's or Moody's, that sort of thing. So,
headline: U.S. electric grid narrowly dodged huge collapse during storm.
Oh, yeah. Well, one, it was an exceptional storm with lots of snow and lots of cold. And the U.S. grid is particularly vulnerable to having too much wind and solar cells in it. So when the wind drops, you got no power. And if it's a very cold day, you need a lot of power. So, and that was also last year when the cold extended right down to Texas. Even Texas, energy rich through oil and natural gas, there's still too many windmills and solar cells in the system. So just those things make the grid vulnerable. And then when you get exceptional cold and lots of snow, it's a wonder it hung together. But they did keep it together.
Well, because there was so much anticipation, I think they had hydro crews all set to go to hit it.
Oh, yeah,
right,
they're putting the wires up. But yeah, the point is that it's the unusual demand and the lack of supply that screws up the grid.
Headline: corporate America lays off thousands as recession worries mount. Could they be actually causing the recession because they're overreacting right now?
No, Jim. No. Cause and effect is elusive. Boom, bust. That's all you need to know.
Headline: BlackRock defers withdrawals for UK property fund.
Yeah, Jim, this is an important one. BlackRock is the biggest investment entity in the world. Huge, in the trillions. And this was a property fund, and people wanted to take their investments out of it. Now, by people, this also means huge amounts. Like, there were very large professional investors, fund managers, putting their money into their real estate fund. So what it is it's a very quiet run by depositors. It just happens to be a very huge company, and it happens to be fully invested in real estate. But it's the same old problem. So the BlackRock is very concerned, so they're rationing the amount of deposits they're allowing people to take out of the company. And that this is also, it is sort of a run on a bank, and it's very important. So,
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it reminds me of the FTX collapse and other cryptocurrency exchanges, you know, not letting people take their money out because they're scared. The thing is a whole big house of cards or a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Is this a house of cards or a Ponzi scheme? Or?
Well, I don't know that you could call BlackRock operating a Ponzi scheme. I doubt you could use that. But it is a classic problem if people want their liquidity, and when everybody comes in, there's bids for all kinds of property, and the managers are very happy finding property to buy, and then it reverses. People want their money out, so then they then have to try and sell the property.
Right.
And when other fund managers are doing the same, it gets hopeless. So it's fascinating. So, yep.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Jim, good to be with you, and look forward to next week.
And we'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to people who follow the Orthodox calendar.
Good on you, yeah.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He was speaking to us from Vancouver. If you have any questions for Bob, and he loves to dig out information for you, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.